Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with another company update from Eclipse Gold Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol EGLD, and on the OTC markets under the symbol EGLPF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Allen. Now, Mike, you and I chatted earlier on this week, on Tuesday, on the back of the news of the merger between Eclipse Gold Mining and Northern Vertex Mining. I will post a link to that interview below because that was really us summarizing the deal terms and trying to answer some of the questions that have already come in when that deal broke. On the back of that interview, I received a couple more questions, and there was one email from a listener that really broke down some of the questions in a pretty straightforward and succinct way. I wanted to get you to address these so that we can address them to a broader audience. This listener outlined the fact that they were both an Eclipse and Northern Vertex shareholder, but he bought them for different reasons. He bought Northern Vertex as a potential turnaround, small-scale producer, and he bought Eclipse as a large-scale exploration property that could potentially get bought out by a larger company based on drill results. His first question deals with the fact that he doesn't really see an acquirer wanting two different types of projects at two different stages, that being Northern Vertex, smaller-scale mining, Eclipse Gold Mining with the Hercules project, potentially district scale exploration play. What insights can you give us here in terms of how larger companies could view this merger?
I think that this merger actually makes the combined company more attractive for a mid-tier. In mid-tiers are always looking for existing production, and they're also looking for exploration upside. So it actually makes a transaction rather than having to do two to acquire production and acquire an upside story or an exploration story. You can do that all in one transaction. Also, what we saw at the Moss mine, in addition to the turnaround story that your reader identified, we 100% agree with that. There's a big expansion potential there on that resource and on that mine. So that's an opportunity that I think is unrecognized, that if the mine can be optimized and expanded like we think that it can to something north of 100,000 ounces a year, it's a really good opportunity for that mid-tier to come in and take it out and retain the upside of what we have at the Hercules. So it really becomes a more valuable transaction for shareholders.
So going over 100,000 ounces a year, that's quite a jump from, I believe, right around 40,000 ounces a year that Moss Mine is currently producing. How do you see getting to this increased level of production?
Well, if you look at their most recent quarter, they made it to 13,000 ounces in that quarter. So you're looking at something north of 50 already on an annualized basis. And then when you look at what they've done to optimize the mine on the ground, there's a few initiatives that have been completed at the mine and a few studies that are coming in. So in terms of the initiatives, they've completed a connection to grid power, which probably won't necessarily by itself increase throughput, but it does lower costs, making ultimately a more punchy operation. They're also moving to a phase of the mine where they're going to be doing more downhill runs and ultimately being able to put more material onto the crusher. Thirdly, they're in the midst of doing a study to coarsen the crush, and the early indications are that we're not going to lose recovery, but we're going to be able to coarsen the crush, which allows for the existing equipment to put more tons through and ultimately more tons onto the pad, more ounces coming out the other side. There's a resource expansion that the drill programs that has been ongoing. And if you look at the Vertex news releases, they just announced a 13,000 meter resource expansion drill program. And that will allow for the resource to expand and then a push to that larger production scale. So sort of organically, the Moss looks to be growing to somewhere between 50 to 60,000 ounces a year. And then with the resource expansion and a capital and potential capital injection, it'll be something that can go to 100,000 ounces or more.
Okay, let's talk about capital here, because also noted was a question, how is this Northern Vertex merger accretive? Allegedly for cash flow, but again, there is this $20 million financing that's happening in conjunction with this merger. So what is the accretive nature here, and why is that financing happening again?
Well, the financing is happening really to kick off the exploration at Moss. What they have done there is they have permitted 538 drill pads around the property, but they don't have the manpower or the capital to go after and do that exploration work. That's why it's an accretive transaction for both companies to merge together. We bring the exploration expertise and the capital over to execute and accelerate that regional exploration program and truly unlock the value for both companies of what the Moss can be, and retaining the upside of what we think it can happen at the Hercules.
Let's talk about these 538 drill pads then. That's a large amount of exploration. You mentioned the resource expansion potential, but what about the exploration potential here?
Well, and that's where we truly got excited about the Moss, realizing what the potential can be. They've been working on a series of patented claims that sort of limited where they could go. They just got the permit for expansion of the operation. They're putting a leach pad onto unpatented ground. And then we're going to be exploring on the unpatented ground. And that's a permit that they got in March of this year that really sort of started to get us intrigued about the opportunities at the Moss. And just on a gross scale, you look at what the property has. They've outlined a significant resource, about 490,000 ounces of all categories at the Moss. But if you look at the strike length that they're defining that resource in versus the exposed strike length of the Moss vein, you get to something that you can easily see that where the resource could double, triple, or beyond. And when you go to look at the entire property package, there's several other veins that are at least on similar scale or of size of the main Moss vein. So each of those has also got multi-million ounce potential. So you start to think about the probabilities of success of taking this to a multi-million ounce project and property, and you think that you get yourself to a very comfortable place.
Okay. Hey, this deal, it does make sense to me, especially bringing your team on for a lot of this exploration potential and over 500 drill pads. That is a lot of exploration that could be done. What does the merged company then come out with cash-wise? How much cash is Northern Vertex bringing to the deal? How much cash does Eclipse have before this financing and then the $20 million on top of that?
The projection is when we finish the financing that we'll have somewhere between $25 and $30 million in the bank as the combined company. So currently, everybody is drilling and doing things on the site. We've got about $7.9 million in the bank right now, talking in Canadian dollars, plus the 20. Believe that Northern Vertex has got about 4 to 5 million. They just actually cleaned up a convertible debenture. And so by the time you get into when the transaction closes, there's going to be the cash flow and all the costs associated with that. Somewhere between $25 and $30 million is going to be where the combined company comes out at.
Okay, let's wrap it up with a quick conversation on timing of this transaction. A lot of people are saying, or at least some people are saying, we don't like the timing of this. It's coming right at the potential bottom or short-term bottom for this market. One thing that I keep on telling everyone who's emailing me is, remember, these transactions don't come together in a week or even a month. There is a lot of work that goes into these. But what details can you share with us regarding the timing of this transaction?
You're exactly right. This transaction has been a long time coming. Both parties had to do all the associated site visits, board visits, talking this through, structuring the deal. And so when it came to it together, it was okay. It's early December when we did the transaction, but the deal was ready, and we weren't going to wait to try and game the market. You never know what's going to happen. Do the deal that you can and move on and make money for shareholders in the long term.
Okay. Hey, that really is. Next year should be. It sounds like a pretty big year for everybody. Mike, when do you see this transaction closing and a merged company with that cash coming out?
It's projected to actually close and the merger to happen mid to late February. That's when the merger is supposed to happen.
Okay. Well, Mike, let's wrap it up here because, look, I'm sure there are a couple more questions that are going to come in. Please, everybody, keep on emailing me, fleck@kereport.com. I will continue to get those questions addressed for all of you. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Eclipse Gold Mining, so I'll be following up on the back of news personally anyway. Mike, really appreciate your time again this week to address some of these questions. Have a great rest of your week.
Anytime, Corey. Thank you very much.